Blog Talk Radio.
Call in at 657-383-1065. Today we're talking about, will many live on Mars one day? And I saw an article I was getting in my email, not complicated at all. Everyone probably read it this morning on MSM, but John always giggles when I read things from MSM. It says it's from Popular Science, about how we will die on Mars one day. and very dramatic title and rather lengthy, but I will take a shot at it and share the article and also what I may think about it. What do you think of living on Mars or the ideas of it by 2020? Well, maybe if we would stop fucking with the environment here on Earth, we would not need new horizons all the time to go after all the damage. To go to after all the damage on planet Earth. My tags are Mother Earth, Planet Mars, a new home one day for many. Something got funked up there. Imaginary money being spent on NASA while people starve and have no home here in America. But we'll just move to Mars, then we don't have to see what we have done to Earth. That's what I think it is. So we'd probably have a good indication that by 2020 there might be some kind of explosive outburst on Earth. But we'll see. It's quite a ways off, but not really. I mean, how far off is that really? Not very far. 2015, 5 years, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Unless I read that wrong. I think they're a little ahead of the game. I just want to see what people will do. They'll start buying pieces of Mars. It says, How We'll Die on Mars, Popular Science by Lauren Grush. She wrote it 14 hours ago. Well, I don't know if she wrote it 14 hours ago, but that's when the article was done. And I'm going to read some of it, but not all of it. It's quite lengthy. We're on our way to Mars. NASA has a plan to land astronauts on its surface by 2030. Private space flight companies like SpaceX have also expressed interest in starting their own colonies there, while the infamous Mars One project has already enlisted civilians for a one-way trip to our planetary neighbor in 2020. While many may dream of living their remaining days on Mars, those days may be numbered. The Martian environment poses significant challenges to Earth life, and establishing a Mars habitat will require an extraordinary amount of engineering prowess and technological know-how to ensure the safety of its residents. The technology required to keep astronauts alive on Mars isn't ready, and it may not be for many years. Though we may soon have launch vehicles needed to transport people to Mars, a lot of the technology required to keep astronauts alive on the planet just isn't ready. And it may not be for many years. For those eager to get to Mars as soon as possible, take caution. A number of tragic outcomes await if you head that way too soon. You'll crash. Let's say you've spent many months on your deep space voyage and you finally made it into orbit around the red planet. Congratulations. Now you need to get down to the surface, and that's going to be tricky. The problem is Mars' atmosphere. The air around Mars is quite thin, about 100 times less dense than the atmosphere around Earth. Spacecrafts returning to our planet rely on a combination of parachutes and drag from the atmosphere to slow them down. The heavier the object, the more drag it needs to prevent it from slamming into the surface. But with so little atmosphere surrounding Mars, gently landing a large amount of weight on the planet will be tough. Heavy objects will pick up too much speed during the descent, making for one deep impact. How we get down through the atmosphere to the surface is a critical challenge. Brett Drake, deputy manager of the Exploration Missions Planning Office at NASA's, tells Popular Science, with current landing techniques, we can land only a metric ton on Mars. It's not big enough to get a colony going. We'll need much bigger capabilities. According to Drake, NASA will need to land between 20 to 30 metric tons in one trip to get all of the astronauts and supplies needed for a planetary habitat down to the surface safely. To do this, the space agency is coming up with unique lander designs. Notably, they're inflatable, low density, supersonic, decelerator, shaped like an iconic flying saucer, the LDSD's disc shape and added inflatable balloon increased the surface area of a lander, allowing it to slow down in thinner atmospheres. The LDSD is still undergoing tests here on planet Earth. With an upcoming test in Hawaii scheduled for June, whether the lander will be able to land such a heavy payload on Mars' surface has yet to be determined. As for Mars One and SpaceX, no specific information has been given about how they plan to land on Mars just yet. Another issue, you could freeze. Welcome to Mars. That's assuming you've made it down in one piece. It's time to get acquainted with your new home's weather conditions. Mars temperatures average from negative 81 degrees Fahrenheit, but swing wildly depending on the season. The time of day and the location ranging from 86 degrees Fahrenheit near the equator to negative 284 degrees Fahrenheit near the poles. That means astronauts will have to be equipped to battle harsh, bitter cold. NASA has learned a lot about sheltering astronauts from fluctuating temperatures thanks to years of housing humans on the International Space Station. When exposed to the sun, ISS endures heat exceeding 200 degrees and then plunges into negative 200 degree temperatures on Earth's night side. The ISS and astronaut spacesuits use specialized thermal control systems and processes like sublimation to both repel excess heat and to shield people from the cold. Yet those control systems are designed to work well in vacuum. Entirely new methods will be needed for spacesuits and habitats in the atmosphere of Mars. Though it's thin, it still contains gases which can convert heat to and from a suit, similar to how wind cools us down on Earth. So astronauts will feel the rapid temperature change much more harshly. You would need a solution to provide that provides better insulation for the cold environments and a different way of rejecting heat for the hot environments, said Drake. A spacesuit in the vacuum is very similar to a thermos, but a spacesuit on Mars is much more like a coffee cup sitting on a kitchen counter. The coffee cools much faster in the plain cup on the countertops as compared to the coffee in the thermos. You'll starve. Looks like there's quite a few pictures, so I should be able to get through it. Living in a habitat on the Martian surface will be somewhat similar to living in the remote research outpost of Antarctica. All the food and supplies needed for these stations must come from other continents, and cargo resupply missions aren't frequent. Mars is just a bit further away from mainstream civilization than Antarctica is, and any resupply missions to a Martian habitat would take months or years to complete. If any colony hopes to survive on the Red Planet, there must be some form of self-sustainability when it comes to food. That means you'll need some interplanetary farming skills. Mars One's plan is to grow crops indoors under artificial lighting. According to the project's website, 80 square meters of space will be dedicated to plant growth. Within the habitat, the vegetation will be sustained using suspected water in Mars soil, as well as carbon dioxide produced by the initial four-member crew. The amount of crops you could sustain just by using the CO2 produced by people is only sufficient to feed half of the crew. However, analysis conducted by MIT researchers last year shows that those numbers just don't add up. When you're growing all the crops required to feed four people indefinitely, the carbon dioxide produced by the crew is insufficient to keep the crops alive, says Sidney Du, an aerospace engineer at MIT and lead author of the report. So essentially, the crops die off very quickly within 12 to 18 days. Adding more people wouldn't solve the issue because then there wouldn't be enough to eat. The amount of crops you could sustain just by using the CO2 produced by people is only sufficient to feed half the crew's dietary requirements, said, do, talk about a catch-22. So what can be done to fix this problem? You can grow fewer crops, but that means the astronauts will eventually run out of an important food source. Or you can find a way of introducing extra carbon dioxide, perhaps through CO2 scrubbing technology. Such innovation, which would involve absorbing gas from the thin Martian atmosphere, is only in its infancy here on Earth. But if such tech can be developed for a Martian habitat, using it to grow an increased supply of crops may have some consequences when it comes to the crew's oxygen supply. You'll suffocate or maybe explode. Is this the last portion? No. You may not even make it there at all. It talks about some kind of orbit that you have to be able to even make it through. One little piece of it says, a recent study on mice revealed that long-term exposure to cosmic rays might lead to some abnormal changes in the brain. After subjecting mice to simulated cosmic rays, researchers noticed that mice lost many important brain synapses. Subsequent behavioral studies on the mice showed they exhibited less curiosity and seemed confused, an eerie result with upsetting implications for a future trip to Mars. Beyond lower Earth orbit, the deep space environment is filled with cosmic rays. Mars or burst. So, read that last part. Mars or burst. All of this may seem like a major bummer, but it highlights just how many obstacles we need to overcome before heading to Mars. NASA admits they're not quite ready either, with the space agency currently soliciting ideas from the general public on how to keep Mars astronauts safe. The contest dubbed the Journey to Mars Challenge will award 5,000 to 3 winning participants who come up with ways to develop the elements necessary for sustaining human presence on the red planet. This could include shelter, food, water, breathable air, communication, exercise, social interactions, and medicine. But participants are encouraged to consider innovative and creative elements beyond these examples. NASA said in a statement about the challenge, little is known about SpaceX's plans for a Mars mission, but CEO Elon Musk says he hopes to unveil the details later this year. Yet NASA Administrator Charles Bolden has a message for SpaceX, Mars One, and all other private companies with big dreams of visiting the fourth rock from the sun. You're going to need help. Speaking at a U.S. House committee meeting in April, focusing on space and technology, Bolden expressed his confidence in NASA's efforts to get to Mars despite the challenges through the holds, less confidence for all private endeavors. No commercial company without the support of NASA and government is going to get to Mars. The challenges of surviving long-term in a Mars habitat are also explored in The Martian, the debut novel by Andy Weir, which will be getting the Hollywood treatment later this year. It's all right. I mean, I don't want to, criticize popular science. I don't even really know them. And I read that article for close to 20 minutes, and what did I just waste my time reading? I don't even know. It's just, I find it ludicrous. I do. Moving to Mars? There's not even a tree there. I don't know. I'm not going. I guess I'm just going to, whatever happens here, kind of a sitting duck. So, I am not going anywhere. Because I'm trying to create a house fire right now. I don't know what I'm doing here. Not literally, I don't want to scare anybody. Okay. So, and it would be my house if it was a fire. So, just making stuff smell really bad. Now I'm just silent. Well, that's what happens when you fuck up. Now I'm in here having to put out a fire. Anyway. Okay. Well, that's taken care of. It wasn't really a fire. It was more smoldering. I'd rather not say what, because then I'll be judged. But I was having an American spirit, and then I put it out. And, yeah. So, trying to be good and video the show. I don't know. I'm still thinking about the Mars thing. I just think it's unreal, the money that still circulates and people spending it on going to Mars. We can't even take care of what we have here. I don't get it. But that's probably all I'm going to do for today. And it was great to be back. I don't think I have any callers. Host call-in. This is a list of callers that would appear. I've got 8 minutes left, and I wasn't able to come up with anything else because I'm disturbed by what I just did with that thing I burned, and I'm sitting right next to it and don't even notice it. So, don't play with fire. You'll get burned. That's what they say. But, now I'm going to do some air freshener. Organic rosemary with patchouli. Started doing my art again. Mars. I can't believe I read the article about Mars. They'll probably do it too. We'll have like this big, huge, tragic Mars adventure that people went on. And like they get catapulted off the orbit. We never hear from them again. I hope that doesn't happen. That would be a terrible story. So I'm going to wrap up the show with Locked Up. And I hope everybody is blessed and has a great show. I'm sorry about the interruption with the smoldering American spirit next to me. And I know that it's no safer. So it's no safer than probably going to Mars. So will many live on Mars one day? I'm going to say no. It would be an extremely artificial environment and nothing that I'm interested in. But seeing people like get geeked up about that shit, you know, they might like Mars. It might be a good thing for some people. They might find it to be where they want to be. Under right conditions. So, well, I hope everyone has a glorious day. I'm going to sign off with Locked Up.
Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness.
Just I, society, and home.
Everybody has a beautiful day. This is Fire Moth Spirit Warrior signing off. I don't think we'll live on Mars one day, and that's probably good for all of us. Keep us safe. Now, if for some reason Mars' habitat started to change, became more Earth-like, I think it's just always the fascination with living on Mars. Everyone have a great day. Do 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 ba doom boom pow pow. Have a good one. Bye.